talking about a home. From the people who bring you Charleston Home and Design Magazine, the Charleston Home and Design Show, and Charleston's online home show, charlestonhomeanddesign.com, this is Talking About a Home. Talking About a Home is a home show on the radio, featuring interviews with local experts, home tips, trends, and ideas you need to know to make your home better. This is Talking About a Home.
Good morning, everyone. I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and I want to thank you for listening to Talking About a Home, a home show on the radio. This week's home theme song was by Cody Johnson, Travelin' Soldier, in addition to the great Chris Isaacs Talking About a Home, and special thanks to today's show producer, Ashley Rowell. In addition to our radio show Talking About a Home, we also publish Charleston Home and Design Magazine, winner of the American Society of Interior Designers Excellence in Design Media Award, and also winner of the American Institute of Architects Charleston Chapter's Honor Award for Journalism. You may also be familiar with the Charleston Home and Design Show, which we organize, happened last weekend at Patriots Point in Mount Pleasant. Well, today we've got a great show lined up for you. We're going to be talking to some of the sponsors of the Charleston Home and Design Show, which, as I mentioned, happened last weekend. And despite all the challenging weather, boy, we had a great show. The vendors were very, very pleased. The only day that we had light attendance was Sunday, and that was after the news media spent several days telling everyone to stay home and don't get on the roads. But the roads were nice and dry, and some hearty souls did come out for the show on Sunday, which was great. But overall, it was a huge success, and special thanks to all of the vendors. We couldn't have the Charleston Home and Design Show without you. All of the staff of Charleston Home and Design Magazine, everybody sacrifices quite a bit to put on that event for our vendors, and as I mentioned, it was a big success, and we're very, very happy to have it behind us. But we're also looking forward to our next events that will be coming up in 2026. Have a great weekend. And now we're talking with Jody Crosby with Crosby Creations Home Designs. And we're very proud to have Crosby Creations Home Designs as one of the sponsors of the Charleston Home and Design Show, happening Friday, January 30th through Sunday, February 1st at Patriots Point in Mount Pleasant. How are you doing, Jody?
I'm doing great, Tim. How are you today?
Doing good. Jody, take a moment and tell our listeners all about Crosby Creations Home Designs.
Well, here at Crosby Creations Home Designs, we design custom homes, renovations, additions, apartment garages. I'm sure people have heard the acronym ADU. That's an additional dwelling unit, maybe a place for your, you know, college kid to come home and have a place to stay while they're working their way through school, or maybe an aging in place parent, that sort of thing. And we also have a lot of stock plans. Majority of them are on our website. Over 100 stock plans for people to choose from, and that would vary from full house designs to maybe, you know, some of those ADUs or apartment garages, pool cabanas, and that sort of thing. So we do have some stuff that's sort of on the shelf that people can modify. They can say, well, you know, we want a little bigger, we want a little smaller, we want to change this around, and we can, you know, certainly make those modifications for our clients.
Yeah, and a lot of people they might try to skip some steps by not hiring a home designer like Crosby Creations Home Designs. They might look at buying some plans online. And what are the problems with buying a plan online?
Well, we're very blessed in this area, Tim, that we have, you know, these just beautiful lots and Grand Oaks and marsh views and, you know, gated communities. And we just have such a unique footprint in this area. But with all of that unique uniqueness, we also have a lot of rules, regulations, ordinances, neighborhood guidelines, restrictions, and that sort of thing that, you know, an out-of-state designer just they're not going to be familiar with it. And, you know, here at Crosby Creations, we do have clients that purchase a plan from another designer and then they'll bring it to us and then we have to redraw it because there's so many things that have to change because of flood zones and ordinances and that sort of thing. So we can certainly modify someone else's plans. Irregardless, bring someone in local, whether you're buying local or you're buying out of state, bringing it to somebody local is really going to help you and or your builder have more of a seamless permitting process as they go through the zoning, as maybe they go through an architectural review board in a community that has, you know, a oversight board, and then getting through the, you know, the building permitting process as well. Just being able to bring someone in local designer, local engineer, that sort of thing is really going to, it's going to be less headaches for you in the end.
Mm-hmm. For sure. Yeah. And Jody, you not only draw these house plans for homeowners, they're building a new custom home or putting on an addition or building, perhaps modifying their garage to make it into an ADU, as you mentioned. But you also know all of the different codes, building codes, frontwards and backwards. And in the Charleston area, there's like 13 or 14 different municipalities that issue building permits, and each one has their own rules and regulations. And some people try to skirt that, and maybe they try to do a project without pulling a building permit. And tell our listeners why it's really worth it to hire a home designer like Crosby Creations Home Designs.
Yeah, absolutely. We had a lot of folks come to us in 2025 because they had done a project. They did not permit it. They got this post, you know, this piece of paper posted on their door to stop work order, you know, from whatever municipality they're in, because, you know, either the municipality folks were driving by and said, that's not permitted, or maybe a neighbor turned them in, or whatever the case may be. So what that basically entails is it's a retro permit. We have to go in, we have to draw the things that they did. We have to go back and say, okay, well, what was existing? And then we go, okay, well, what did you change? Did you photo document everything? Did you do this? Did a builder do this? What's going on? We have to be able to create this paper trail and be able to prove to the municipality that it was built by code. We have to bring in a structural engineer. And structural engineers, you know, they are very particular as to whether or not they're going to sign off on sight unseen. You know, can't tell what exactly is in the footer, if it's an addition, you know, what size rebar, how many rebar, did you do everything spaced and overlap the way that it needed to be? And, you know, just I could go on and on, but it's basically a lot more difficult to ask for forgiveness than it is to ask for permission. Mm-hmm. And I just encourage folks to try not to fly under the radar, because there's always that chance that you're gonna get caught. And if you get caught, it's going to be a much more difficult path forward in order to get that approved, you know, that CO, that certificate of occupancy in the end, because you got to go back and you got to scramble. And a lot of people have to come together to make that happen on behalf of those clients. But the bad part is sometimes there is no path forward. I have one client in West Ashley, unfortunately, was taken for a ride by a con man, essentially, who was posing as a builder, and she spent about $70,000 with this individual, And she ended up having to rip that addition off of her home.
Oh boy.
Yeah, and it's just, you know, those are the sort of things that really infuriate me, because this man took advantage of someone. But pool permit was never pulled. Had a permit been pulled, had drawings been done, had it been done the way that, you know, it was supposed to be done, then they would have never allowed that builder to do such a terrible job. So it's really, homeowners need to be asking their builders if they're pulling permits. I know that sounds kind of crazy. You know, we should always assume that a builder, if they're doing a job, they're pulling a permit. But unfortunately, that's not always the case. And that's another reason to really dig in the pages of the Home and Design magazine, Charleston Home and Design magazine, is to find a reputable builder. Because the guys that you guys showcase within your pages, they're not trying to fly under the radar. You know, they're reputable builders, and they're going to do you right.
That's right. Well, if you have a lot of people have projects, especially at the beginning of the year, and you really need a plan. And Jody Crosby with Crosby Creations Home Designs can draw you that plan, and also hold your hand through the process and you can recommend hiring a builder and really help the homeowner throughout the entire process. And how can folks get more information about Crosby Creations Home Designs?
Well, they can always visit us online at crosby-creations.com, or they can call the office 843-998-0505, or come see me at the home show. I am going to do some of those design consults that you guys offer. So if folks would like to have 30 minutes of uninterrupted FaceTime with me to go over their project in more depth, I'm going to be there. You know, you can give them more information on how they can sign up for those slots, Tim, then mm-hmm. Not sure how you guys do that, but I'd love to be able to meet some, you know, some potential clients there at the home show as well.
Sure. Yeah. That's one of the special features of the Charleston Home and Design Show. We always offer free design consultations for homeowners with professional interior designers, architects, and home designers like Crosby Creations Home Designs. And they'll sit down with you for a 30-minute session and for free, and talk about your project. So, and that's great. Thank you so much in advance that you'll be providing those free design consultations at the Charleston Home and Design Show. And thank you to Crosby Creations Home Designs for being a sponsor of the Charleston Home and Design Show, happening Friday, January 30th through Sunday, February 1st at Patriots Point in Mount Pleasant. Thanks so much, Jody.
Thank you, Tim.
And now we're talking with Nancy McCray with Advance Window Fashions, and we are very proud to have Advance Window Fashions as one of the sponsors of the Charleston Home and Design Show, happening Friday, January 30th through Sunday, February 1st at Patriots Point in Mount Pleasant. How are you doing, Nancy?
Doing really good today. How about you?
Good. Thank you. Nancy, take a moment and tell our listeners all about Advanced Window Fashions.
Well, we've been around for quite some time. Since 2003, we do have a retail spot here in Mount Pleasant. So we are Hunter Douglas Gallery. We just remodeled about a year ago. So we have a new footprint of inside, updated, more modern, which is really nice to come in and take a look at.
Mm-hmm. Well, very good. And what will Advance Window Fashions have on display as a sponsor at the Charleston Home and Design Show?
That's going to be a little surprise right now. We're going to have our Hunter Douglas products displaying some of those. And probably one of a fabric Roman shade to show, you know, softness, you know, in the fabrics. Mm-hmm. It'll be good to, you know, stop by and see, you know, see what we do have.
Well, good deal. Well, you have a beautiful showroom, Advanced Window Fashion showroom in Mount Pleasant, and Do you get a lot of customers who visit the Advanced Window Fashion Showroom?
We do get a fair amount that stop by, you know, because they have found us through Google or, you know, by referral. And then we do have some that set up an appointment to meet with one of our salespeople to go over product, and they get to come in and see and touch and see how everything operates.
Well, good deal. Well, Advanced Window Fashions has been around for, is this the 25th year?
23rd
year. So you have to have a lot of happy customers to be around that long. And we're very thankful to Advanced Window Fashions for being a sponsor again. And I think you've been a sponsor of the Charleston Home and Design Show just about every home show that we've had. And so we're very, very grateful to you, to Advanced Window Fashions.
Oh, thank you. Now, we enjoy being a sponsor.
Yeah. And do you enjoy the live TV interview on Low Country Live, or are you going to delegate that to one of your other staff?
I think I'm going to do that myself this year.
Oh,
too.
Good. Good. You always do a good job with that.
I enjoy it. It's fun.
Well, good deal. Well, we want everyone to come to the Charleston Home and Design Show happening Friday, January 30th through Sunday, February 1st at Patriots Point in Mount Pleasant. And we have free admission on Friday. So no reason for anyone to stay away, to come by the venue at Patriots Point. We have a big building industry party happening Friday evening as well from 6 to 9. And that requires a ticket. So you can come during the regular show hours and get in for free. But if you want to stay for the party with free beer and wine and catered food, you do need to get a ticket at charlestonhomeanddesign.com. And definitely check out Advanced Window Fashions has a 10x20 booth as a sponsor, and right at the very entrance as you walk into the venue, you'll see Advanced Window Fashions right there. And this time of year, everybody has a project. I'm sure there's some people that are going to want to replace their window treatments, and you'll be able to talk with Advanced Window Fashions about getting your project off the ground. And besides having a showroom where people can visit, Advanced Window Fashions also goes to the customer's home as well, right?
Yes, we do. We welcome people to come into the showroom if they want to come and see, like an actual size of a treatment instead of just being out of a sample book. They can actually see it, feel it, operate it, see if it's motorized, you know, how to operate that. Coming in and seeing everything is a good opportunity for them to see it, but also we bring out the sample books, you know, what they request. We bring a little additional sometimes, you know, if they think they want one thing and it's like, you might want this instead, you know, we give them options, which is really nice.
Yeah, that's great. And plus they get to see how the window treatments look in the lighting in their own home as well.
Exactly. Because it's so different when you see it in your home than seeing it. Because a lot of people, they go on Google, they pull up, you know, pictures and they're like, oh, I want it to look like this. But in your home, you know, it's different here in Charleston than where it is somewhere else, you know, in another state. The windows are different. Our lighting is different. It's going to look different than looking at a picture, you know, that you see, even in a magazine, you know, they look a little different.
Well, good deal. Yeah. Well, thank you again to Advance Window Fashions for being one of the sponsors of the Charleston Home and Design Show, happening Friday, January 30th through Sunday, February 1st at Patriots Point in Mount Pleasant. And how can folks get more information about Advance Window Fashions?
Well, they can call us, you know, at the 843-881-8858 number. They can come by our showroom here in Mount Pleasant, which is 502 Wando Park Boulevard. We're unit 105. And we do have two new locations that we're going to be opening up in the spring. One's going to be downtown and one's going to be in Somerville.
Oh, wow.
So, yes, we have a lot going on, more options, more places to visit Advanced Window Fashions.
Well, that's great. Advanced Window Fashions is growing.
So
that's that's a good sign. That's, you want to do business with a company that like Advanced Window Fashions.
Right. Well, and we're locally owned.
There you go. And you can always find Advanced Window Fashions within the pages of Charleston Home and Design Magazine and on charlestonhomeanddesign.com. We've been talking with Nancy McCray with Advanced Window Fashions, one of the sponsors of the Charleston Home and Design Show, happening Friday, January 30th through Sunday, February 1st. Thanks so much, Nancy.
Oh, thank you, Tim. I appreciate it, and we're going to have so much fun at the home show.
And now we're talking with Ryan Watkins with Brownswood Nursery and Landscape. And we are very proud to have Brownswood Nursery and Landscape as one of the sponsors of the Charleston Home and Design Show, happening Friday, January 30th through Sunday, February 1st. And this will be our first time visiting Mount Pleasant. It'll be happening, the Charleston Home and Design Show will be happening at Patriots Point in Mount Pleasant. How are you doing, Ryan?
Great, Tim. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you. Ryan, take a moment and tell our listeners all about Brownswood Nursery and Landscape.
Well, Brownswood Nursery and Landscape has served the Lowcountry since 1978. We celebrate 48 years this coming January, so at the home show, we'll be 48 years old. And, you know, my family is very proud of the legacy that my grandparents and parents have built over the last 48 years, and my brother and I, which are the current owners and operators, are just feel so blessed to be in this industry, helping transform people's landscapes, and we hope ultimately transform into part of their life.
Mm. Very nice, very nice. And Brownswood Nursery and Landscape, you folks kind of have two sets of customers, right? You can go to Brownswood Nursery and Landscape if you want and they can create a complete landscape design for your front and backyard and sides and everything like that. Can you talk about that a bit?
Yeah, absolutely. So anything for someone building a new home, that's always a big time to hire a landscape architect or landscape designer. We believe that everything starts from good design. So no matter what amount of work you're going to do, I have a lot of people who say, I just have a small yard or, you know, it's a very small space. And it doesn't really matter how small it is. We want a really good plan, and then we can execute that plan in phases over time, hopefully avoiding really big financial mistakes that we see a lot of homeowners that try to, you know, piecemeal purchases. They think, oh, I want a pool. Okay, let me talk to the pool vendor. Oh, I want a patio. Let me go talk to just the patio, you know, company. Oh, I want a water feature, or I want lighting, or I need irrigation. And they start piecemealing all of that. And unfortunately, it typically doesn't go well. Mm-hmm. People, you know, find that they regret going through that process that way. And unfortunately, we bump into that a lot. We show up in some cases at the beginning. But in other cases, we have a lot of clients who have kind of gone through that path and they felt that heartache. And we just want all of Charleston to know if you're renovating your home on the exterior, you're changing the footprint, you're blowing out walls, you're building a new house, you're dreaming about building a new house, that is the time to start incorporating what the rest of your property is going to be like. Again, hiring us to be able to help you prevent all those mistakes and pain points. That's what brings us joy. We want to help people save their money, maximize it, stretch every dollar we can for a beautiful award-winning landscape.
Mm-hmm. And it all starts with a plan. And if you have that plan, you can have Brownswood Nursery and Landscape create that plan for you and then implement it a little at a time, for instance. Or I'm sure a lot of Brownswood Nursery and Landscape customers have it all done at the same time. And does Brownswood Nursery and Landscape, besides creating the plan, do you also the installation and so forth?
We do, yeah. So we oversee everything that you need. Drainage, grading, hardscape, patios, walkways. We can do pergola structures, lighting, irrigation. So any water features, anything you need in your yard, other than constructing another house, which we don't do, but we have some great friends who do. We can handle anything you need for the landscape. So I say outside of the four corners of your house, that's where the landscape starts. And whether it's your driveway, you know, we do driveway design, driveway installation, pavers, permeable driveways is a big trend right now. You know, Folly Beach requires everything to be permeable on the driveway front. So there's a lot of municipalities that are moving more and more towards permeability.
What does that word mean?
Yeah, so permeability just means that instead of like a concrete driveway where the water cannot permeate or move through it, permeable paver system has gaps between pavers intentionally with spacers that allows that water to flow through. And that's important because whether it's your HOA or your particular municipality, they have guidelines on how much of your lot is allowed to be non-permeable or non-porous. And so your house footprint takes up that space. Your driveway can take up that space depending on how it's made. But when you get into permeable pavers, now you can maximize that square footage and still have more of the hardscaping that you want, but water can still move through. So it's way better for drainage and flow across the property.
Yeah. And if you're having a swimming pool installed, that counts as part of that. They count that as like a concrete driveway, right?
Correct. Right. Non-permeable space. The water cannot move through. And so eventually your property, depending on the size and how many features you have on it, can get maxed out pretty quick. And so looking at some permeable solutions, again, like pavers, paver driveway, paver patio, walkways, can really extend your outdoor living space, which in Charleston is a really big deal, both for you to enjoy, but also for the resale. People are looking for properties that have beautiful outdoor living, mm-hmm. and they add massive value to the property.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And we need as much water to filter through the ground to get to the groundwater with all these data centers opening up, taking all the water from the ground. So that's another reason why you definitely want and you definitely don't want your property to drain off into another homeowner's property or something like that. And pavers are just they're so beautiful compared to a concrete driveway.
Well, and it's you're right. It's beautiful. It's also just they're very functional. You know, it goes back to the Roman days of Roman roads. You know, they're those blocks, stone or whatever cobblestone we have downtown that are just work. Now, sometimes in the old world, they didn't have, you know, good engineering systems. So, you know, they could settle and shift and that sort of thing. But the pavers that are installed today are beautiful and functional. And last a very long time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for sure. And that's interesting that Brownswood Nursery and Landscape, you're very well known for your nursery. And if no one has visited Brownswood Nursery and Landscape, you definitely should check that out. You've got so many native plants. Brownswood grows their own plants out on John's Island. But then, you know them for being a nursery, but then they do so much more. You know, if somebody says they want a pergola, or as you mentioned, a paver driveway, or paver walkways or anything like that. They're a fire pit, an area where you can watch football or something outdoors. And you're absolutely right, Ryan. People might be you've got your footprint inside the house, but you really can expand that footprint with some well-planned outdoor living spaces that Brownswood Nursery and Landscape can help with.
Yeah, and I think that one of the misconceptions that's out there is I don't need a really nice landscape because I'm not going to be out there much, or I'm not, whatever. There's a lot of reasons. People can talk about the bugs, which we have in Charleston. They could talk about the heat. They could talk about the humidity, whatever the reason of not getting outside. And some of those are legitimate, by the way, at times of the year. But whatever they are, at the end of the day, one of the most important parts of what we do are what you see from inside your home. Mm. When you're in your office, when you're in your master bathroom or bedroom, when you're in the den or the kitchen, your beautiful, master chef kitchen, and you look out of those beautiful glass windows or glass doors, what are you looking at? And, when I was younger, Tim, I cared less about that. I've been in the industry almost 20 years. And early on, that wasn't at the top of my list. I was younger and honestly didn't care as much. And as I've gotten older, you tend to realize how important your atmosphere really is to your health. And there's lots of studies about, the advantages of working with plants and being outside and but just seeing it. I there was a recent article that was shared with me about hospitals have done studies that when they're putting beautiful gardens and windows to see the gardens in patients' rooms, there's some X percentage of improvement of their life, of their stay. And there's just something about seeing beautiful things. And God's given us a beautiful creation to enjoy. And so a lot of what we do is really from the views inside your home. It's not just about being outside. It's what you see through those lenses, of your windows.
Mm-hmm. That's right. I agree 100%. And as far as the bugs and the heat, most people's homes, you can catch a breeze. And our case, the predominant breeze from the southwest creates kind of a wind tunnel for the outdoor space under our house. And you can be out there in the hottest day of summer and there's a nice breeze blowing through. It's going to keep you cool and you'll be able to enjoy your outdoor space year round for sure. Well, we're very, very proud to have Brownswood Nursery and Landscape as one of the sponsors of the Charleston Home and Design Show. And that's one of this is Brownswood is such a quality vendor. We pride ourselves on having the best A-list local companies on display at the Charleston Home and Design Show. And we're extra proud to have Brownswood Nursery and Landscape. Not only will you be able to see them there, but they're also a sponsor. So thanks so much to Brownswood Nursery and Landscape. And what will you be talking to homeowners about from Isle of Palm, Sullivan's Island, Mount Pleasant, downtown Charleston that are going to be coming to the show?
It's really about it's asking them, what do they want out of their life? What do they want out of their home? What do they want out of their beautiful property? And where we align well is when people are saying, I want a premium landscape to match my premium home, and I want a life that gets to enjoy that. Life is short.
Yep.
So we want to take advantage of it. And so that we'll be talking about that. And before they come out, they can visit shop.brownswoodnursery.com, which has our live availability in the nursery if you want to kind of see what's going on, availability wise. But if you're building, renovating, adding a pool, or you're ready for real transformation, don't start spending until you've booked an in-yard consultation. So that's what we've got for you guys. Book an in-yard consult. The best landscapes do not happen by accident. They happen by design, and we would be honored to be a part of that journey. So they can book that consult by calling 559-3425, area code 843.
And you can always find Brownswood Nursery and Landscape within the pages of Charleston Home and Design Magazine and on charlestonhomeanddesign.com. We've been talking with Ryan Watkins with Brownswood Nursery and Landscape, one of the sponsors that we're very proud to have sponsoring the Charleston Home and Design Show happening Friday, January 30th through Sunday, February 1st at Patriots Point in Mount Pleasant. Thanks so much, Ryan.
Thank you, Tim.
And now we're talking with Jeff Thompson with Carolina Energy Conservation. And we are very proud to have Carolina Energy Conservation as one of the sponsors of the Building Industry Networking Party going on next Friday, this coming Friday, at the Charleston Home and Design Show on Friday, January 30th. And the party runs from 6 to 9 p.m. and it's open to building professionals at no charge. You just have to walk into the Charleston Home and Design Show at Patriots Point and show us a business card, tell us you're in the building industry, and we'll give you a couple of free drink tickets, and then we've also we've got delicious catered food for the building industry networking party, shrimp and grits and sliders and bacon wrapped scallops, all sorts of really good stuff that's included when you come to the building industry networking party next Friday evening from 6 to 9 at the Charleston Home and Design Show at Patriots Point. And if you're not in the building industry, you can purchase tickets for $25 at charlestonhomeanddesign.com, charlestonhomeanddesign.com. But Jeff, thanks so much to Carolina Energy Conservation for sponsoring the party. We couldn't do it without you. And take a moment and tell our listeners all about Carolina Energy Conservation.
So thank you so much, first off, for having me on here. You know, we love these types of events. Any kind of networking events, we're really big on, especially in the community. But so Carolina Energy Conservation's been around for about 18 years. I started in my garage in Surfside Beach in the Myrtle Beach area. And really what we specialize in is making homes more comfortable and energy efficient. I never thought that I would be kind of what they consider like a building scientist, but we go into homes and kind of analyze them, see what's going on, take a look at their insulation, take a look at, you know, really the entire building envelope of the home. And then we make recommendations on, you know, what we can do to make these homes more comfortable, more energy efficient. Code, as we say, is kind of the minimum. There's just so many other things that we can do to make these homes a lot more comfortable. And bring the bills down. So it's a lot of fun. It's nice to be able to kind of do a little bit of detective work on these homes. Every house is different, especially in the Charleston area. So it's a really cool thing to be able to do every day. We're pretty blessed by it.
So Carolina Energy Conservation, a homeowner calls you folks and you will do an inspection of the home to try to identify some of the weak points where there might be some air infiltration and things like that?
Yeah, so if somebody gives us a call, and we'll go out and we'll talk to them about a home energy evaluation, which is free. And what we'll do is we'll go out and we'll go inside their attic space. We'll look in their we'll look in their crawl space, and we'll take a look and see what's going on inside their home just in general. We'll do a brief interview with them as far as it goes, and speak with them about what's going on as far as comfort concerns and energy concerns inside their home. And then based off that analysis, we'll be able to go through and do some testing.
Okay. All right. And what kinds of solutions does Carolina Energy Conservation offer to a homeowner?
So what we'll do is we'll go out and we'll take a look, like I said, in their crawl space and attic. We'll use infrared testing and depending on the situation, a blower door. And then depending on what's going on inside the house, we'll make the recommendation of possibly removing the insulation that's up there, especially if it's old and it has debris in it, things like that. And we'll remove that, and then we'll seal the floor, which is air seal, right over the floor. And we use a type of spray foam for that. When most people think about a home, they think about the insulation, you know, that's up there, but it's really the air seal of the floor deck that stops that air conditioning from leaving the house during the summer and the warm air from leaving during the winter months. So we want to go through and we want to seal all that up. And then we want to blow in a nice fresh blanket of cellulose insulation right over top of it. If it's a crawl space situation, we'll go in there and we want to see where the water's coming from. Is it groundwater? Is it, you know, coming in from the exterior, possibly no gutters? Or is it a situation where we're just getting a lot of moisture because we get so much heat and humidity in here? And then we'll take a look at it and possibly bring in an encapsulation system, insulating the walls, a vapor barrier, you know, on the floor, going up the piers, and then, you know, bring in dehumidification. If there's a large amount of water, you know, sub pumps and perimeter piping to get that water out, very much like a basement situation up north. You know, we want to get that water out of there, and then we can encapsulate after to really protect the ground floor of the house and really bring it inside the building envelope. Mm-hmm. We also have spray foam that we do as well. So we do quite a bit of that now. That's a very big market, because what's going on is you've got so much heat and humidity that goes inside the attic space, and that's where your air handler is. You know, your heating and air is usually in the attic. So we need to bring that inside the building envelope too. Makes the units last longer, makes them way more energy efficient. And then, you know, quite honestly, it's another cool place to be able to store stuff. When we did my house, the next thing my wife did was buy, you know, a whole handful of Christmas decorations again, you know, mm-hmm. and that went right up there because now you can keep them up there. You can walk around up there. It's a lot more comfortable, that's for sure. So those are the main solutions that we'll provide for the home, depending on the situation. Modular homes, you know, trailers and things like that, that are open to the elements, you know, that's a great application for spray foam. That's one of the most energy efficient things that you could do. To the home, because again, you want to seal up everything underneath. So again, you're not losing your heat during the winter and losing that cold air during the summer.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's interesting. You mentioned the attic and the crawl space as being the areas where homeowners, where Carolina Energy Conservation typically helps homeowners. Over the years, I have interviewed different spray foam insulation companies, and they've said that that's where you're going to get the greatest impact in terms of having increasing your comfort level in your house and also saving the most amount of money is if you insulate the attic properly and also that crawl space. And it's a little different than you would think. You'd think the walls of the house would be where you need the most help, but it's the attic and crawl space, right?
Yeah, we call it our A, B, C priorities. You know, your A priority when it comes to energy efficiency is your attic. That's where you're losing and gaining the most. And then B is your basement or your crawl space. Because again, you know, it's either going to come from the bottom or it's going to come from the top. And then C is your condition space, you know, which is your area that you're keeping conditions. That's going through windows and doors and, you know, things like that. So again, you know, the attic, then the basement or crawl space, sealing those up, and then, you know, your condition space.
Well, this is really good timing to do this interview because of the cold weather that we're experiencing here in Charleston. And if you have drafty, if your home is drafty, or if you are kind of shocked by some of those high energy bills that you're getting, you definitely want to give Carolina Energy Conservation a call, or better yet, come visit them at the Charleston Home and Design Show happening Friday, January 30th through Sunday, February 1st at Patriots Point in Mount Pleasant. And Friday, there's free admission for everyone, so you can come right in and talk to Carolina Energy Conservation. And if you'd like to come to the Building Industry Networking Party, you just have to come to the Charleston Home and Design Show at Patriots Point between 6 and 9 p.m. on Friday evening. And tickets for the home show and the Building Industry Networking Party are available on charlestonhomeanddesign.com, charlestonhomeanddesign.com. And if you don't make it on free admission Friday, you can always come on Saturday and Sunday. Admission is only $5 each day. So it's a pretty good value. And in the meantime, Jeff, how can folks get more information about Carolina Energy Conservation?
So they can always check us out on our website at carolinaec.com or give us a call at our 843-748-0295. And then, you know, another one is we have a great YouTube channel. So that explains a lot about what we do. There's a lot of videos and things like that so people can see how it pertains to them. There's a lot of energy saving tips. They can get more information. And of course, there's a link to our website. And we have a home office, of course, on Highway 707 Myrtle Beach at 9516 Highway 707.
Well, that's great. Give that phone number one more time for Carolina Energy Conservation.
Yeah, it's 843-748-0295.
All right, great. Well, special thanks to Carolina Energy Conservation for being one of the sponsors of the the Building Industry Networking Party happening at the Charleston Home and Design Show Friday evening from 6 to 9 p.m. And the Building Industry Networking Party is a ticketed event. If you're not in the building industry, go to charlestonhomeanddesign.com to buy a ticket. And that includes free complimentary beer, wine, and catered food. And if you're in the building industry, all you have to do is show us a business card when you come to the party, and we'll get you right in there for free. Well, we've been talking with Jeff Thompson with Carolina Energy Conservation. And again, thanks so much to Carolina Energy Conservation for being a sponsor of the Building Industry Networking Party at the Charleston Home and Design Show. Thanks, Jeff.
Yeah, thank you. We're excited about it.
And now we're talking with Bill Bowen with Harbor Line Exteriors. How are you doing, Bill?
Fantabulous. How are you doing today?
Oh, I'm doing fine. Thank you. Bill, take a moment and tell our listeners all about Harbor Line Exteriors.
Awesome. So Harbor Line Exteriors is a company that specializes in exterior renovations for residential homes. And basically what we do is we offer our customers the opportunity to buy leading edge, high-end architectural remodeling products, of course, installed by our expert craftsmen at factory direct pricing. So we are the manufacturer. And basically what that means is this: customers are able to buy the very best of quality, while at the same time, when we cut out all the wholesalers and distributors that add to the price, they're able to get incredible quality at just great prices. And that's why over 14,000 people have chosen us.
Okay. All right. Yeah. And everybody is checking their pennies these days, make sure that they're not spending too much. So I'm sure that's very welcome news to some of the customers of Harbor Line Exteriors.
Yeah, you know, it's amazing what people have said to us is this. You know, our managers, our field managers out in the field, and even here in a corporate office, I try to spend as much time out in the field with our customers as I can. And what they've all told us is that it's just wonderful to be able to get investment grade improvements for builder's grade pricing. Mm-hmm. And so it's a different world, and people love seeing the difference in the quality, the service, and the value.
I can imagine. So when it comes to exterior repairs, we're talking about windows?
Yes, sir. We are talking about windows. Remember, we're a custom manufacturer. So, you know, whatever type of window someone has on their home, we can build that exactly, or we can customize it, change the style, go from double hung windows to casements. We have the ability to build 75 different styles of windows, and we have multiple colors. And so all of our products are Energy Star rated, which means that they qualify for the great tax deductions that are available to them. And being a five-star energy company, the highest deductions that are allowed, the customer gets that, and even additional savings to what we offer through our program. So we also have an incredible line of entry doors. We call them entry systems because these can dramatically change the curb appeal and look of a home and just really enrich it and enhance it. And these are handmade by the Amish in Pennsylvania. And the quality is just exquisite. It's just incredible.
Well, that's great. So Harborline Exteriors can help homeowners with windows and doors. Roofing.
We also have a line of what we call them backyard retreats. Some people call them different things, but we can custom build screen enclosures. We can do full glass, thermal glass enclosures, where we can convert a porch area, an open porch area, into a four-season room. We also have, we build pergolas for outdoor kitchens, for pool cabanas for pools, and that's through our Renaissance line. And I highly encourage people to go to our website at harborlineexteriors.com, and you can see our photo gallery of some of our creations. And I think they're going to find it real, real easy to fall in love with something on our site.
Oh, nice. Outdoor living spaces are very, very popular in Charleston. You can if you've got a nice breeze in your backyard, you can enjoy those outdoor living spaces even in the summertime, for sure.
You got it.
I was asking before, Harborline Exteriors, can you help homeowners with roofing as well?
We don't do roofing. We specialize in windows, entry systems, and custom backyard creations.
Gotcha.
So we leave the roofing part for someone else.
Gotcha. No. If someone wanted their siding replaced, that's somebody else then, huh?
Well, now we can remember, anything on the wall surface of the home or any type of room that we can attach to the home, we can definitely do that. So we do offer hardy plank siding. We have high-end scalloped and vinyl siding. So we basically can transform the entire exterior of a home. Mm,
that sounds great. This is probably a very good time of year for homeowners if they wanted to take advantage of some of the outdoor living spaces that Harborline Exteriors can help create for them, right?
Yeah, that's a great point because we have a special going on right now. It's called our Model Home Discount Program, and I highly encourage anyone out there listening to go to our website and take a look at our gallery of homes that we have. And basically what we do is our customers kind of become our ambassadors in a neighborhood. And by doing so, they're able to get tremendous discounts off of our products. And at the same time, they pick up a referral check from time to time when one of their neighbors comes and becomes a customer of ours. So it's just a nice, neat way for someone to save a substantial amount of money when they become a Harborline customer.
Well, that's great. What about decks? Does Harborline Exteriors help homeowners with decks or screen porches?
We can, but we do decks and the porches. All of that is inclusive with our product line. So if someone's doing windows, or if someone's doing a pergola, or a four-season patio room, or a porch conversion, we can do the decking along with that. We ordinarily don't do standalone decking, but depending upon the project, yeah, absolutely, we're willing to take a look at it.
And a lot of homeowners are experiencing rot from some of their pressure treated lumber on the outside of their home, having that replaced because the EPA changed the formula for pressure treated lumber about 20 years ago and 15, 20 years ago, and so a lot of people are having to replace their stairs, the exterior stairs, and wood products on the outside of their house. So are you experiencing some of that with Harborline Exteriors?
Yeah, you know, that is a great point because, you know, a lot of people don't realize this, but here in the South, we kind of had a construction boom that's been going on for about 15 to 20 years now. And what a lot of the builders did is they used the most readily available wood, and that's soft pine or poplar. And those trees, the wood is relatively soft. And interestingly enough, what happens is a fungus, because of moisture, when moisture collects in certain areas around your door frames, around your window frames, and even on the exterior siding of your home, fungus can get into this wood. It's called dry rot. It's actually a microorganism. And what it does is it attacks the cellulose in the wood. And that's what makes wood hard, and it basically deteriorates from the inside out. And we've seen, and a way that a customer can tell, if you walk around your home, look at certain areas of your home around your window frames, your door frames, and even on some of your wall surfaces, if you see mildewing and staining in certain cracks and crevices, that's the beginning stage of this fungus that gets into the wood. And so then the next stage will be splitting and cracking in those areas in the wood. And then the third and final stage is where it actually begins to deteriorate the cellulose, and the wood becomes soft and spongy. And what a lot of painters do and a lot of contractors is they use caulk and they fill those areas in and hide them. And what they don't realize is that fungus continues to spread underneath all of that. And so we've seen some horror stories where people literally had tens of thousands of dollars in repairs because somebody hid or cosmetically camouflaged some of these issues on the home. And we pride ourselves when we do an inspection of the home prior to install, we surgically remove and replace any damaged wood in the work area that we believe would be a potential problem down the road for the customer. Because one thing that we don't want to do is make unnecessary service calls. And because we do offer lifetime transferable warranties, when you offer that, we don't want to come back and fix a problem 3 years from now or 5 years from now that we could have just taken a little bit of extra time and done it right the first time around.
That makes sense. And you're obviously very knowledgeable about helping homeowners with the exterior of the home. How can folks get more information about Harbor Line Exteriors?
Well, they can call us at 843-718-0922. Is that right? Or 0299? I'm sorry. 843-718-0299. Or they can go to harborlineexteriors.com. And they can read all about us on our website and look at our gallery and take a little closer view of our products. And there's a way that they can reach out to us from our website.
All right, great. And you can always find Harbor Line Exteriors within the pages of Charleston Home and Design Magazine and on charlestonhomeanddesign.com. We've been talking with Bill Bowen with Harbor Line Exteriors. Thanks so much, Bill.
Have a great day, everybody. Thank you, Charleston. We love you.
You've been listening to Talking About a home show on the radio. To make contact with any of the companies featured on today's show or listen to previous week's shows, visit charlestonhomeanddesign.com. That's charlestonhomeanddesign.com. Please tune in again next weekend.